Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace, family. All right, if someone could let me know if you could hear us now, send me a message.
Say something.
Peace, peace, family.
Yeah, we're on now.
Okay, there we go. Yay!
I'm so sorry
about that, family. Not sure, that Mercury retrograde, I guess. I don't know.
We was over here panicking.
We got a show to do.
We'll let us connect.
Blog Talk always got something going on.
Well, we said our spiel, but no one heard it.
So
we're going to get it next week.
Well, I want to reintroduce Jonathan, though.
So definitely.
Let's do that part.
Definitely.
And then I'll cut to everything else. So, again, family, we apologize. This is Twin Flame Radio coming at you live.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris in Life.
And today we have a great show lined up for you.
Mm.
We have our good brother, Jonathan Shalimar, coming through. He's going to be doing some amazing things today. If you have been fortunate, and I will say this again, if you have been fortunate enough to have a reading by this man, then you understand where I'm coming from and why my excitement is so high.
Yes.
It's such a blessing, and to have someone that is able to connect and bring you the information that, because, you know, we always wonder, like, you know,
what was I doing before I spoke?
Who was I here? Yeah, who was I before I came into this existence? What was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I the way that I am now? Mm-hmm. So, you know, me and my husband have both been blessed to have had readings by him. And when I say the dots were connected, it was just, everything just fell in line. It just made sense. I understood. Mm-hmm. I had more of an understanding of why I am the way I am.
Me too. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high esteem honor to know what you were doing before you spiraled into this reality.
Oh, yes.
And everything, when you hear the truth, instinctively you know it.
Exactly.
Because when you get told things that you feel that no one else knows, and it's pretty much told to you on a higher level like that,
mm-hmm.
It's so refreshing, family.
It's so refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
And you do. You know. You just know that, you know.
That's me.
This is me. This is everything just lines up and makes sense. That's why I like this, or that's why this happened to me when I was younger. And, Yeah, so it's such an honor and such a blessing to have Jonathan on with us. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Jonathan, when you're ready, just hit one and I'll bring you on the line. All right, here you go. Peace, peace. Jonathan, how are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We was going in on you earlier. No one even heard it.
there's only divine timing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Jonathan, I want to thank you again for sharing your time with us. It is such an honor. And I just wanted to, you know, first ask you a couple questions before we start bringing people on the line. People are so excited to talk to you. I'm just going to warn you now, the phone board is just lit up. But just wanted to ask you a little bit about who is Jonathan? You know, how did you come into your spiritual path?
Well, it's not like I came into my spiritual path. I was my spiritual path when I was born. I had remembrance, I had recollection of where I came from. And I actually came from a ship into my mother's womb right at birth. The soul that was in the body before had a contract just to experience being in the womb and then left, and I took over. So I was able to remember a lot. There was a period of time where I started believing, you know, what others were telling me, that it was my imagination, that, you know, so I believed it for about a year. But I've always been connected, and especially on the dream state.
Mm.
Now, if it wasn't for the dream state, I don't know if I'd be here or not, because I had beings coming to me all the time and assuring me and comforting me, and because I did not relate to this earth plane at all. And there's just been, I've had so many experiences, I can't even count them. And I've been blessed to live in places and to have certain teachers and masters. But you know, the greatest teacher for me while I was growing up was Yeshua. He would come to me in dreams. He actually healed me at the age of 25. I met him, had a near-death experience at the age of 12, at the end of the tunnel that I went through, he was there. And so he was very instrumental in my, up to about the age of 25.
Wow.
And without a doubt, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here at all.
Now, I know that you are in a location where the energy is just high and amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, Mount Shasta?
Yeah, and right now there's a big lenticular ship sitting right on top of it. The energy's been off the charts today. Mount Shasta is one of the seven mystical mountains of the world. It's a place where people come from all over the world seeking solace and peace. And there's many legends of Mount Shasta, including an inner city called Talos, remnants of ancient Lemuria. And I've never been there, like, physically, but I have been taken there in dreams. There are seven ley lines that crisscross over top of the mountain, which allows for ships to come in and go out. A interdimensional portal. Um, a lot of people have, you know, physical gurus. Gurus. Well, we have the mountain here. And one thing I've known about this mountain is that if you live here and you can't surrender your ego, you won't be here very long. It will it will kick your butt. I mean, and or you'll get sick, or you know, it's quite the detoxer. But it's the Native Americans here. They actually say that Mount Shasta, in their legends, is the center of the universe. And the longer I've been here, the more I can believe it. You know, there's just you can experience anything here, and it is like living on another planet. The energy is very high, and for my first 20 years, I lived above the town of Mount Shasta, small alpine town with about 4,000 people. I lived 1,000 feet above town in a small cabin on 30 acres without electricity for 20 years.
Wow.
And I got to know the mountain quite well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a dream right after the near-death experience I had. I was taken by a ship in a dream to the north side of Mount Shasta. I had never heard of Mount Shasta before. And the ship landed on a flat rock, and that rock went down like an elevator. And at the bottom of the elevator, I was greeted by two beings dressed in white robes. And they took me around this city that was underneath. They showed me everything, and they brought me back to the gate where we had started. And the last thing they said to me was, "One day you'll be here, because you're a guardian."
Mm.
And when I came to Mount Shasta, and I knew I was destined to come, but when I came, I knew I was home.
Mm-hmm.
There's just this energy, this vibration that I haven't felt anywhere else. So I'm very blessed to be here, and I'm absolutely grateful every day I wake up in this magical place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. You know, my energy is just tingling talking to you. I mean, like, my head is just, like, tingling at the crown right now just hearing you speak. It's crazy.
Well, you know, one thing that's a couple of weeks ago, I had a voice share with me that now that I was doing this, that they wanted to increase the energy and they wanted to touch as many people as possible now because of the great shift that's happening on the planet, and it's going to just accelerate and accelerate. And so I'm finding my field, my energy field, has expanded tremendously.
Mm.
And there are angelic energies that are touching people now.
Mm.
And my angelic self is coming in more and more and more.
Mm.
Do you recall how you started having these visions, or was it something that just happened? Was it after your near-death experience?
No, as I shared earlier, I was born wide open. I didn't have the veil of forgetfulness placed over my consciousness like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered, and because of that, I had a lot of experiences when I was young, I mean really young, where it was almost like there was a battle for my soul, the dark and light. I mean, I had dark beings appear in front of me saying that they wanted my soul. Then I had the light beings. I had invisible hands try to push me off ladders. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But my dreams have always been pretty much just a continuation of consciousness. Not the everyday mundane stuff, but teachings and sharings. And, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I would see, I remember one time I woke up in the middle of the night and there were two gypsies standing at the foot of my bed. And there was a ladder, and they saw me, they looked at me, and then they walked up the ladder and took the ladder with them. And it was constantly like that for me. And I've always known I wasn't from here, that I was from the stars. And because of that, I have, everywhere I've been, I've been in touch with my star brothers and sisters. And, you know, the culmination of all this is coming into Tibro and meeting Master and Mother once again. And the teachings and just everything's unfolded, just continuing. And yet I know even where I'm at right now is only the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
And I'm finding as I surrender more and more is giving.
You were in my dream last night. I had a dream about you last night. It was kind of trippy. I'll say that for another discussion. But yeah, you were definitely paying me a visit. So thank you. I appreciate the message.
You're welcome.
All right. So I know everyone is anticipating speaking with you. If you're okay with me bringing someone online, I'll go ahead and bring them through so they can ask you a question.
Fantastic.
Okay, great. So we're going to start it out with caller from the 770-882. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? 770. All right. We're going to keep it moving then. If you want to come back in, you can take your hand down by hitting number one and then hit number one again, and that'll bring you back up. And for anyone that's listening online, let me just remind you that you want to call in for this call. So you want to call 619-924-0835. Hit number one. If you're already online and you have a question, hit number one and we'll bring you through. So moving on, caller from the 305-443. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Great. I was listening to Jonathan there. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, great. Jonathan, a good friend of mine moved to Mount Shasta probably 20 years ago, and she channels Archangel Michael. But that's another story. So I have had many past life regressions, and I believe in that, and Yeshua and I are connected, and there's a lot of journeys for me on this planet, and I volunteered to come here as well. And I want to know if I know, I feel really sad in my spirit is very happy, but the environment I live in right now, they're taking out the trees more and more and more and more, and I'm an artist in this life, and I know I worked in with the plant kingdom in Lemuria, and you know very very close to the angels. People come in my house and they feel them all around me, and I talk to them. So can you give me any added information that you might be hearing from whence I come forth and meeting a partner that's going to travel the rest of this world with me?
Did you want me to share about the sadness with the trees and all
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
I moved
where did time now? Can you hear me?
Yes, I just switched phones.
Okay. We're at a time now where there's a lot of surrendering that's being done. And the surrendering is to wake people up and to open people. On a physical level, it looks like the trees are disappearing. On an energetic level, they're still here.
Great.
And they're still working very strongly. There's nothing outside that we see with our eyes that is real. And
okay.
when we go inside and we find that place of joy that just bubbles up for no reason whatsoever, then we're home. And it's the love from there that we express. I mean, everything out here is ephemeral. The only thing that's real is what's inside. And we grieve. We grieve for things that are outside that brought us joy or beauty, but it's a false joy and beauty because true beauty and joy is from within. So it's teaching us, it's showing us where we're stuck in our emotion. And also, if we have a judgment toward it, you know, it's true. It's the truth is to remain neutral within that energy. So
okay. I get it.
So, yeah. So it's actually an amazing time.
And the interesting thing is that my journey on this planet is that I create on paper and canvas environments for people, and they all want to live in my paintings because I'm mm-hmm. representing Gaia now through my colors. You know, people are just like, your color. And I know I'm connecting them to the higher realms of
sure.
their own beauty and the love from within, you know, and because
mm-hmm.
I'm connecting to the higher powers of, I love God. I just love God and all of its aspects and all of its forms.
Okay.
So,
understood. Understood. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's my job on this planet, is to reveal that to people so that they can have the connection themselves.
Now, the most important, though, is to reveal that within yourself fully.
Oh,
to
okay.
Where there isn't that loss, that sense of loss in the trees being taken away.
I guess because there's so many developers coming in here and they're just putting up concrete jungle everywhere.
And they're doing what they feel is right. And we can't judge them for that.
No, I'm not. I'm just anticipating when God's going to move me away from here as well.
Soon. Very soon.
Well.
within 3 months.
You think so, huh? Or at least a connection for 3 months, I'll find. A connection with a mate?
You'll find a connection that will take you away from where you're at.
Okay. And then it's going to be just the action will happen a little bit later than that. I can't move that fast, but my heart, like today I started feeling it. I said, for the first time, I feel like it's not too far away now, God. I can hear you. So I'm getting ready for it. You know what I mean? Like the bubble bursts
mm-hmm.
and I'm starting to feel that I'm getting ready for it.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you sense where it could be?
There's a bit of travel involved.
Cool. That makes sense. Okay.
All right.
Do you
do private sessions, Jonathan?
Okay, I just wanted to know, do you do private sessions?
I do, yes.
How do you find you? Just by your name?
I do them off the through the Tibro site. If you can message me on Facebook.
Okay, under your name?
Jonathan Shalimar.
Right. Okay.
Jonathan is Jonathon.
Yes, I'm looking at the website.
Yeah.
And Shalimar is my favorite perfume.
Spelled differently.
So I know the I and you have a O, but Shalimar is my favorite perfume.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll message you on
anyway,
Facebook.
Just message me and I'll send you more information.
Thank you. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You too. Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Sweethearts.
He was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Jonathon, if you want to go ahead and remind people if they would like to do a private session with you, just how to reach out to you.
Yeah, if anybody wants to have a private phone session with me, the way to do that is to message me on Facebook. And I'm under Jonathon, Jonathon Light, or excuse me, Shalimar, Shalomar. Or you can email me at Jonathon Light, LAGHT, at gmail.com.
And I can vouch it will definitely be worth your time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next caller. Caller from the 513-638. Peace, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Winning.
Doing great.
Winning. Hi, Jonathon. I want to tell you that your energy feels great. It's got my skin buzzing.
It's just a reflection of your own energy.
Oh, thank you. My question for you, I guess, is I've never had a past life done, so I was just seeing if you picked up on one for me.
You have a very strong connection to the Buddhist religion. In about the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. In the 13th century, you were a nun in a monastery within that place known as Nepal now. And you did a lot of different things within the monastery, but one of the things that you did is you worked with food. And there was one day where the food tasted really good to the head of the monastery there. And she brought you into a sacred room that hardly anybody was ever allowed to go into. And you actually had a transformational experience during that time. She left you in the room to meditate in front of a Buddha statue that was very, very sacred and had the remnants of the Buddha in the statue itself. And you were transformed. And so you have you have Buddha in your aura too. You have a very strong Buddhic field in you. So I suggest that if you don't have a Buddha statue or a photo, get one and put it on your altar.
I have quite a few. I'm drawn to them.
Okay.
I received one as a gift from Divine Queen and Chris too. So
beautiful.
I have them. Thank you very much.
Well, you're
that
welcome.
Actually makes perfect sense. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's one of our favorite people right there.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jazz. Peace and love.
Thank you, Jazz.
Peace.
Yeah, she was on her show last week. She did some readings last week. So Jazz and Medium. You want to check her out as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Next caller we have coming through is caller from the 863-289. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. This is a great topic, past lives. You always kind of wonder, you know, what happened before to bring us to this point?
Is that your question? Or is there a specific question you have?
Well, I have a lot of fear. It's like I feel like I've kind of fallen into like a fear trap. I feel like the mind keeps focusing on all the what ifs and how's everything, you know, safety and security, and because I'm mid-50s now, sort of starting over in my life, so I'm looking at a lot of changes, but I keep having fear and anxiety come up over and over, so I didn't know if there were some insights around that.
Where are you at in Florida? Where are you at in Florida?
Central Florida.
What city are you near?
It's called Davenport. It's by Kissimmee.
Okay. How long have you had this anxiety and fear?
I've had it for a while, but it just feels like it's ramping up more and more.
Yeah, it's really important right now to put a protective shield around you. Pure light. And there's a real impetus right now of projecting a lot of energy into the Florida area that's putting out a lot of fear vibrations. That's part of it. Do you watch the news or anything like that?
You know, I try not to watch it very much, but I've got a divorce, and since my divorce, I'm living with my mom, and she watches news daily, but I try to, like, look at other things or focus on something else.
Yeah, because that's playing a big part in your anxiety and your fear also.
Well,
if you can,
wanting to move. So I didn't know if that would help relocating out of the state, maybe South Carolina. I don't know. It's just, you know, like I said, I've
That absolutely would help. When you said moving out of the state, I felt this sort of lightness that came up. There's a lot of heaviness there, and it's there's also a memory. There's a memory that you have of the time of Atlantis, and that's also adding to the anxiety. So moving would definitely help.
Well, I was thinking like the Charleston, South Carolina, that's one of the areas I'm considering. Does that feel like a good choice? Or I like being closer to the water because I get a lot of peace and tranquility from the water. So.
Sure. It feels much better than where you're at.
Okay.
Also, it feels like when you move there that there's a family of people there that you will recognize and will recognize you. So you feel more at home there.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm missing that connection in my life, so that's wonderful to hear that I'll have that again.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you pick up from me, or?
Yeah, I'm are you, have you ever been close to Yeshua, to Jesus?
Yes. Yeah.
Call upon Yeshua.
And also Mother Mary.
Yeah, call upon them to help you. They want to help you. And it's not, you know, it's not a Christian religious thing. It's like Yeshua represents the aspect of the divine love of the Father, where Mother Mary is the divine love of the Mother, and they both want to help you. So call upon them to help you.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's another aspect that's kind of been missing, too, is love. So, yeah. Wonderful. Well, it's just so reassuring that, you know, things are going to come together, that the things that I've been really missing the most in my life, that connection with people and that connection to love is, you know, is coming. You know, I've really been missing it in my life.
And just remember that even though on the physical level it seems like you're alone, on the inner level you're never alone. They're with you. So ask them to help you to reveal that love again within yourself and watch the miracles happen outward.
That was nice.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, Julia.
Thanks so much, and thank you for taking my call, and you guys have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was wonderful, Jonathan.
Yeah.
All right, next caller. Caller from the 213-422. Peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, man. This must be my lucky day. This is Marie in New Orleans. Hello, good brother and divine queen.
Wow.
Oh, Marie. How
Marie.
You doing, sis?
How are you?
Well, I'm winning now.
Another fellow Tiberian on the line.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Greetings to you, Brother Jonathan.
Greetings to you, Marie.
Yes. So let's get right to it, and so we can get some more calls in there. What, if any, in a past life that blocks me in this life from receiving or having money, financial support?
Well, three particular lifetimes where you were heavily involved in one of them in the Christian church, very heavily involved in the Catholic church, and then another time when you were involved in the Church of England, right before the pilgrims came over. So there's a very strong money is the root of all evil thought form that was added to with each life. And especially during the Catholic part where the indoctrination was, you know, if you give everything, then you will receive everything. And so what I would suggest is to call upon whatever deity you're close to and to light a candle, or to get a candle, a white candle, and write on that candle, "I am free now to receive all of my wealth." And then on a piece of paper, parchment or rice paper, write a petition to this deity, God, goddess, angel, archangel, whoever, and ask to be freed from any contract that was verbal, was written, or was symbolic that has to do with you receiving your wealth that has not been for your highest good. And this will actually go beyond this planet also. So by invoking that, it will dissolve all the contracts, all the agreements that you have agreed to, even beyond this earth. It will reverberate back and bring into balance all of that.
Okay. Did you say rice paper?
Rice or parchment, either one.
Oh, or parchment. Okay, I have parchment. Okay, great. Thank you. So any particular size white candle or just a white candle?
One that you can write on.
Okay, great. Wow, thank you so much. What a blessing.
Light it for 3 days, if you can. And once you have written on that piece of paper, hold that piece of paper in your hands and see that piece of paper filled with white light for 3 to 5 minutes. Hold that vision, and then as soon as you're finished, with as much emotion as you can possibly conjure up. Just say, I am free, and really feel the energy of that. Then fold up your piece of paper and put it on your altar for 3 days. At the end of the 3 days, burn that piece of paper. And then take the ashes, once they've cooled down, outside, let the wind blow them, and just feel the freedom. And that should help greatly.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Marie.
I already feel the shift in my spirit. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brother. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace and love, sir.
Peace.
That was a jewel.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that down myself.
Okay, let's see. Caller from the 937-971. Peace, peace. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, peace, family. It's Danielle.
Danielle.
Hey, blessings to everybody. I've never had a past life reading, so I am just open. Whatever is going to help me to push on through this life and be in alignment to do the things that I came here to do.
I want to make one thing clear about past lives. And that is that, for me, I don't see past lives. What I see is continuing incarnations. Now, in our time, you know, on the earth, it looks like time passes and we go through this and we go through that. Outside of time, everything is simultaneous. Everything is now. It's like we're a diamond, and right now the focus is on one of those facets of the diamond. But within the entire diamond are all the incarnations that we've ever had. So it's a matter of bringing in those gifts that are innate within ourselves. And there's a very prominent Native American Indian life that you had with the Cherokee Nation. And the Cherokee Nation were the only tribe that never surrendered to the United States. And within the Cherokee, you lived in the North Carolina, South Carolina region, and you were part of a group within that tribe that you worked with healing, and you worked with herbs, tinctures. You were an expert with the different plants and what they could do as far as working with the body and healing. And so you were almost like a nurse in the sense, though they didn't have nurses, but they had healers, and you worked in that capacity. And you worked with, like when the men would go to war, or when they were attacked or whatever, you would heal them with salves and with herbs. And so you carry that within your soul. You carry a tremendous amount of healing within your soul. You also, there are many who spend time between incarnations in the temple of Archangel Raphael to learn more about healing. And within that temple, there are light scrolls and different things like that that we incorporate when we're there. And we, it's almost like uploading into our soul more healing gifts. And you've also worked with healing in Egypt. You worked with healing in Atlantis. You worked with healing in Lemuria. You worked with healing in the star system of Sirius. Many others. You have a tremendous amount of a gift of healing. I would encourage you to really pursue that if you're not already.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Good. I'm sorry. We have the wrong person on. I'm so sorry. One moment.
You will be next.
You'll be next. I'm sorry, Jonathan. Danielle dropped off, but I'm bringing her back on now.
Okay.
Okay, there she is. Danielle?
Yes, okay. Oh, my goodness. But I heard the whole thing. Thank goodness,
okay,
for Solomon. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm almost into tears because I feel such a strong connection to Atlantis, Lemuria, Sirius, and I just be like, wow, I'm just all over the place. And that makes sense why I'm all over the place, because I really have been there. And yes, I am on the path of healing. I do have my certification in Reiki. I need to do more. I need to do more. I need to be using it. And that's where, you know, that's where I'm at right now, is doing that and picking up my pace and doing that. But wow, I am just like so moved and just blown away. It just, I see why you guys say it makes sense. It makes sense why just a lot of things are clicking in my head.
And
so I am,
and you know,
so grateful.
And you know how I was sharing about the diamond and the facets of the diamond?
Mm-hmm.
So those lifetimes upon Sirius and Atlantis, Lemuria, all the other places, they're within that diamond, and you can call upon that energy anytime.
Wow.
So,
and my heart goes out to people that are sick. And I actually had an incident today that I have a young student that I know that she's physically, her brain has been injured, and I know as well she also has mental issues, and just like I'm just so drawn to her to, you know, do whatever I can to help her. Like I will put whatever I'm doing aside, no matter what, I'll put it aside and help them. And that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, please continue with the healing, because it'll be a tremendous gift to the planet.
Thank you. I am, all I can say is thank you. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Peace and love, sis.
Peace and love, y'all.
All right, so I am going to jump to the person that I accidentally clicked on, if I can find them. Oh, and I think they hung up. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, person. Okay, so moving on. Are you doing okay, Jonathan? You okay to keep going? And
oh, yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Totally energized.
Good. Okay. sorry, I lost my place with that last caller, so I'm just trying to get back to where we were so we make it fair for everyone. Okay. Oh, this is my mom. Caller from 513, my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hello. Hi.
Hey,
Carol. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jonathan. I never had a reading either, and I wonder what it is you can see.
You wonder what I can see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's an affinity with the feline with cats, especially. Within the Sirian star system, there's a planet, and the planet is known as the planet of the lion and the feline. And you were there for a period of time, and you actually had the body of a feline, like a feline human. Your soul wanted to experience what that was like. And because of that, as you know, the cat itself is a protector, and it can travel on many realms. And that's why in the past, like in Egypt, they had temple cats. The cats would watch the astral and keep it clear from other entities that weren't necessarily in harmony with everything that was going on. So you were actually, during that time, able to travel into various realms. And what this did is it allowed you to gain the wisdom which would later you would use when you were in Egypt. And you were in the temple of the one known as Bas, and the goddess, the feline goddess, and you worked with temple cats, and you had an affinity for the cats, and you have some in your energy field right now.
Really?
They watch over you. So why I'm being shown that, the message from that is that if you choose, there needs to be more emphasis on the other realms that exist around you. More than just the physical. And you also need to remember and realize that you are protected, and that you have these guardians around you.
All right. That's interesting.
That's
interesting. Well, I do love knowledge. I love learning, you know. So a lot of that makes sense, you know. And
your
animals.
Yeah. Well, your love of knowledge pertains to a lifetime. In particular, that you had in Greece. In that lifetime in Greece, you were actually married to one of the philosophers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that accruing lots of knowledge that's carried over into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy of the cat and the protection that it has. So what's being asked is to go beyond the knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and to explore that cannot be put in knowledge. It can only be put in mm-hmm. experience.
All
so
right.
To explore the inner frontier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It makes sense. Okay.
And you will find a lot of really amazing stuff because you're like very ripe for that. So once you start doing that, it's going to feel like it's going to feel like something you have always done.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Great.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay. I'm kind of breathless here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mhm. Thank
Peace
you,
and love, Mom. You're welcome.
Peace and love.
Wow.
All right, let's see who's next. Caller from the 307-371. Peace, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my word, I can't believe I'm on here. All right. my name is Alyssa, and I was just wondering also what about my past life.
You said Alyssa?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you living right now?
In Wyoming.
Okay. Well, you definitely have had a past life in that area. Native American.
Yeah, I know. I knew that. Yeah.
About 300 years ago. And
oh, that almost makes me cry.
The Cheyenne, I believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is amazing.
And you were very close to, you actually had a very hard time with, even though in your tribe, in your natives, the buffalo was used, you know, for everything.
Uh-huh.
And it was hunted and it was sacredly killed so that it could be used by the tribe. You had a very hard time with that. You couldn't understand why anything had to be killed.
Yeah, I'm still sensitive like that.
And that is because you had a I'm almost crying now.
I know this is hitting the nail right on the head. I had the most magical experience. I was in the shower, and Indian lady visited me in the shower, and everybody thought I was crazy, and she was telling me to go to the sweat lodge. Well, long story short, I went to the sweat lodge, and it was the most magical experience I have ever had in my whole life. And I thought maybe it was from my mom or something, my ancestors, but now I know where it's all coming from.
Well, and where that sense of the feeling of why should anything have to die, it actually came from you were there when Yeshua was on the cross. You were there when Jesus died.
Could that be why I'm afraid to die? I fear dying so much.
Could that be what?
I'm really afraid to die. I fear death a lot. Could that be a part of that?
No, that's not a part of it. The fear of death is that there was a time where you passed on and it wasn't pleasant for you in between. There was tormenting, and there was energy. So you fear, there's a fear there that will happen to you again, and it won't.
It won't happen again?
It will not happen again.
I'm good.
Those beings, those entities that were part of this, it was because you're such a sensitive being.
Yeah.
And from one standpoint, I mean, of course, when you look at everything, there's only one source, and we all come from that source.
Yeah.
However, in our third dimensional playing out, there are pluses and minuses, there are negative, there's positive, and so forth and so on. So there was an energy, you could label it a negative energy, that was targeting you as it tries to target many sensitive beings. For it knows if those beings are allowed to evolve and to fully wake up, they will exist. They will not exist anymore. So there's a target, almost like a... like a target. You're being watched.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened to you. But those beings are no longer, and they can no longer do that to you.
They don't affect me anymore.
So there's nothing to fear anymore about that. Because it's just a change of clothes. That's all it is.
Okay. I know I've always worried about it a lot. I don't know. And I never knew why.
No, you're a beautiful soul, and
thank you.
And the angels really love you. So call.
I know. I work with the angels. Yeah, I work with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so connected to you. It's such a weird feeling inside my heart.
Oh, bless you.
I've never really felt it like this before. It's making my skin warm, my heart warm.
As I share, I'm only a reflection of what you are, just allow yourself to become that love that you are, and everything else will take care of itself.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you for calling. That was really, really touching. Okay. Caller from 770-882. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Calling from Georgia.
Hi, I'm sorry, we didn't catch your name.
Tamika, calling from Georgia.
Hey, Tamika.
Hey, Tamika.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You have a question or what?
Well, I met a woman, and I was wondering, I'm feeling like she may be a twin flame, and I want to get confirmation on it.
I didn't catch all that.
I met a woman, and I'm feeling like she's like a twin flame, and I wanted to get confirmation on that.
What's your definition of a twin flame?
Someone that comes into your life to, I guess, be there for you during different times, and they love you like unconditionally. And
what I'm feeling is she's not a twin flame, she's a soulmate.
Okay.
And there's a difference between them.
Okay.
Twin flame is that energy, that being that was with you from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Where a soulmate is someone that you've agreed to meet and to help each other.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm feeling she's more of a soulmate than a twin flame.
Okay.
But still, here to help you. And you, her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything else? Is there anything else?
Maybe a little bit too about the soul journey, the past life readings. Like, what do you see as far as my past life?
There's one in particular, and it was in Africa, and you took care of a lot, and you would almost be like a nursery school teacher in your tribe. You worked with children, and you worked with them in a spiritual sense, in the religious sense of your tribe. So you were almost like a Sunday school teacher in a sense, but it was daily. So you were teaching the children about the gods, mostly the things of nature, which were not understood. But this was a tribe that, it was the Dogon tribe, and you were there during the time when ships arrived from Sirius, the star Sirius, the dog star. And you and the children were there when these ships landed, and the beings that came out, they created like a shallow indentation in the land when they landed, and then there was like this liquid that came out of the ship, and then these beings came out, and they were like dolphins.
from the dark star of Sirius, and they spoke to the shaman and the children, and you, many were there when they arrived. And so you have an affinity, if you choose, to work with the dolphins, to work with aquatic creatures. And you also have a connection, a very strong connection, to the dog star, to Sirius. So with that, do you know Sirius, bright star in the sky?
Never heard of it.
Do you know, have you heard of Orion? Orion, you look up in the sky and there's a constellation called Orion. You see
mm-hmm.
the belt,
yeah.
belt of Orion. It's really big. It's probably one of the biggest constellations.
Mm-hmm.
Right below Orion, what would be its left leg where the foot is attached, just off that foot, just a little bit, is a super bright star. It's called Sirius. It's
mm-hmm.
a binary star. And right now, it's visible in the night sky, but once summer comes, it won't be visible anymore. If you can, find out when Sirius is going to be in the sky.
Okay.
Where it's going to be located. Go out, look at that star, and breathe. Just imagine yourself breathing that light into your body, into your being. And that's gonna wake up some cellular memory inside of you. And you will probably have dreams about it. But it will start a scenario within you that will reveal a whole lot more for you.
Okay.
So that's what seemed to want to come through. So.
Okay. But thank you. I actually have a tattoo of two dolphins. So I thought that was interesting.
Wow, confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. So we have about 4 minutes left. Jonathan, you want to go ahead and tell everyone how they can reach you again for a private session?
Sure. Yeah, for anybody that wants a private phone session with me, you can message me on Facebook at Jonathan Shalimar. So Jonathan is Jonathon. And or you can email me at jonathanlight@gmail.com. And for anybody that gets or wants to have a session because of this show, I will give a $25 discount.
Wow. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm sure people are going to enjoy that big time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And for the family, when I had my reading with Jonathan, I took 11 pages of typed notes. And I recorded it. So
you will definitely be taking notes.
Please take notes. Because I read it like 50 times, and each time I read it, I find out something different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a gift.
The readings are so detailed. It's just, you have to take notes. You have to take notes. Everyone that I know that's had one is taking notes.
Yeah.
Some people record them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what was advised to me. Make sure you take notes, record it, do what you got to do. You don't want to miss a beat.
You don't want to miss it.
Jonathan, we want to thank you again so much for coming on. It's been such a pleasure.
Grateful.
And your energy again is amazing. We thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank both of you. So honored, you know. I'm just really grateful to be in a position that I can be in now to help and to serve and to hopefully bring clarity and wisdom, knowledge, and light into helping souls evolve. And bottom line is, it's nothing. I mean, toss everything out. All there is love.
Mm-hmm.
It's allowing ourselves to become that love. Now in the Bible it says, seek ye first what? The kingdom of heaven, which is nothing more than the state of consciousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of love, and all things shall be added unto you. And I'm finding that. I'm a living example of that. It's just happening, and I'm so grateful.
And we're grateful for having you.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome, brother.
Wow. All right, family, so we are out of time. I want to thank you again for tuning in. For the people who did not get a reading, we apologize. But if you heard earlier, please reach out to Jonathan Shalimar on Facebook and you will get a fantastic deal.
Bye, family.
So we want to thank you again. Peace and love, family. Peace and love. We will see you next Monday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, here at Twin Flame Radio. Peace and love.